Welcome back to Legacy of Mom Podcast. I am Tina. I am here with Brittany. How are you doing today, Britt?
I'm good. Just sat down
Good.
for the first time today. It's
I
been
know you've
so
been busy.
busy,
Yeah, really busy.
this week. Yeah.
Yeah. So last week, we're going to dive right into this because this, just a heads up, this podcast is probably going to be a little longer than usual. We are going to be sharing with you some testimonies from the Rest, Refresh, Renew Freedom Retreat that we just had a few weeks ago, and want you to hear what God powerfully did in the lives of these other women. And what I want you to know as we're sharing these testimonies is that these are normal women like us, and they chose obedience in this area of forgiveness and chose to forgive some really horrible things that people have done to them. And we want you to hear the difference that that has made in their lives. It's pretty incredible. So I'm going to start. We'll just kind of go back and forth, Britt. We're using first names only. This one is from Janice, and it says, "At the retreat this year, I was one of several that mentioned that we thought we had done all the forgiving we needed to do. I was wrong, and in my case, the forgiveness I still needed to walk through was surrounding how my children had been treated in the past. As I walked through forgiving others for particular instances, I found myself also with a deep need to accept the forgiveness of God that He had already given me for the parts that I played in that. Whether it was a failure to protect or my own bad choices and the effects they had on my kids, we sometimes phrase this as forgiving ourselves. And in a sense, that is what I had to do. I had to let go of the shame around my bad choices and how I had failed in many areas of my parenting. Walking through this forgiveness process lifted such a weight off of my mind and has given me the freedom to walk alongside my adult and older teen children in new ways. I no longer walk in fear of my inability to do it perfectly. I no longer walk in fear of being the reason my kids are not walking as closely with God as I would have wanted them to. I was able to release my kids into God's hands and trust Him with their lives and allow them to make their own choices. I know that God loves them even more than I ever could, and I am free to simply love them myself now and only guide when requested. My relationship with my kids is repairing and growing quickly. Being able to forgive the other people in my life for those instances has also given me the freedom to love them better, even if I still love them from a distance. I am more able to honestly pray for blessing for them, for healing, and for God to work in their lives." So good.
That's so
So good.
good.
Yeah, that letting our
Amazing.
kids go is hard, isn't
I mean, I
it?
think you could speak to that one a little bit.
Yes, I can. Opening your
Or a
hands.
lot of it.
But it's amazing the difference that forgiveness makes in the ability to be able to do that, right? And as
Listen,
she said.
I said it once and I'll say it again. Forgiveness is the pathway to freedom.
I
It truly
agree.
is.
It
It is
really is.
everything. Bitterness, I said this in the last episode. Bitterness is a literal poison. It's so toxic. It's so hard, but it is so worth it. Like it's
It
the
is.
I read actually in a devotional the other day how the only thing harder than forgiving is the opposite,
Yeah,
which is
walking
so
in
true.
unforgiveness. Yeah, I
Yeah, we
know.
don't think about that. Yeah.
I know. I love what Janice said. I thought I had already done all of this, and the Holy Spirit's
Yeah, you
like,
know, I think, and you've said this before, there's a lot of times where we think that we've dealt with things, and maybe we have, maybe we've dealt with a portion of it, but unless we let it hit that emotional core, you've said this so many times. This is, I'm literally just repeating what you've taught me. Unless we allow ourselves to just release it all and let ourselves get emotional and feel the feelings and get it all out there, we don't have complete healing in it.
No, it's so true.
Yeah.
So who do you have next?
Okay. Okay. So I have one of my good friends, Ange. I have not read this entirely yet. Try to keep it together.
I know they're moving, I'm telling you.
I've been praying so fiercely for some of these girls, and just to see answered prayers is just incredible.
It
Anyways,
is. It is.
so here we go. A little background. I've been saved for just over 20 years now. I was baptized as a teen and have faithfully served in the church since then. But I didn't give Jesus the role of Lord over my life until the last year after Tina taught a lesson on Lordship in the Zoom room. It changed my view of everything. Since that time, I've consistently been in the Zoom room learning under some incredible women of God with some incredible Jesus moms. If you've never been in the Zoom room, I'm going to shamelessly plug it here because it is truly an amazing ministry. Anyway, Britt and I have become close friends over the course of the past couple years, and she encouraged me to go on the retreat that Tina was hosting. I'm 100% a girl's girl and love trips with my friends. Bonus if we get to be closer to Jesus at the same time. So I signed up and I didn't think twice about it until Tina started saying we were going to do, quote, hard work, and part of it would be on the topic of forgiveness. Now, I've been saved for a long time. I've done a fair amount of hard spiritual work, but this sounded intense. The enemy tried to instill fear in me about the retreat. To what extent would I have to share about the things that I've kept hidden in the recesses of my mind? What if I had to share something and my friends learned awful things about me? What if true forgiveness and freedom would never come for me? In the past, the what ifs would have stopped me in my tracks, but then Jesus is the boss and he says, go, you obey. So I did. During that Saturday session, I confessed to things I'd never told another human. I confessed and renounced false beliefs in non-Christian spiritual experiences. I confessed to pride. I confessed to holding on to bitterness toward others. See, when you hold on to bitterness, it festers into unforgiveness, and we can never truly walk in freedom if we're holding on to it. Amen, sister. So here came the hard work Tina was talking about. We prayed for God to recall every person who needed our forgiveness, and then we were instructed to have quiet time with the Lord to write down their names and the offenses and forgive them. Not because they deserve it, but because God commands us to. The first prayer hit me like a wave. I could do nothing but sob into my own hands as every negative word that person had spoken over me rang through my mind. And then the words ended and all the tears stopped, and I could write it all down and forgive them. And then the next person and the next wave of tears and negative words and actions hit. And then I could write down and forgive. And it continued that way until the very last person came to mind. Tina wasn't lying. It was hard. But here's the beautiful part of it all. Every person that came to mind, I forgave with my whole heart, not holding on to any ounce of offense. And when I did, it felt like a boulder had been lifted off my shoulders. There have been plenty of times I've attended conferences and retreats, and they have been emotionally draining to the point where I need days to recover. This wasn't that kind of thing. This was life-giving. Every part of me felt lighter, and there was an instant joy. As Sharon sang, "It is well," I could do nothing but stand with my hands raised in surrender to God while singing as tears streamed down my cheeks. Trying to hold it together, guys. Because I had told the hard parts of my past. I had gone into the hidden recesses of my mind to uncover some dark things that had been said and done to me. And because of my obedience to God, my heart was cleansed from unforgiveness and my freedom did come. These words were spoken to me recently. I see such a change in you now. You walk so much lighter and have more joy, and it just gives me chills. That's what true freedom does. It changes you in such a way on the inside that people can see it on the outside.
Wow, I'm over here crying with
Oh,
you.
I can't.
It's so hard. I mean,
Oh, that girl.
it's amazing what God has
is.
done. I mean, I think beyond more than we even imagined for the retreat.
Like beyond, I just, I mean, I know what he's capable of, but I just didn't know that I would even see this.
I
It's
know.
amazing.
It's amazing. So I'm going to read one from Brittany, not you, Brittany, another Brittany that was there. And she said, God did a mighty work during the retreat. God spoke through each speaker with the words we needed to hear. As you know, my husband told me he loved me, but was in love with me about a year ago and separated from me about 10 months ago. The initial pain and feeling of rejection was unbearable at times. I literally cried every day for almost a year. The pain was a mixture of shock, fear, and deep hurt for myself and for our children. I would think, how could he do this to me and our family? I was so focused on myself and the circumstances. God is using this experience to grow me closer to him. He's opened my eyes to areas where I failed in our marriage, and I am learning to trust him in all things. Saturday night was life-changing for me. I had been trying to stuff down the pain and ignore it. God convicted me of my prideful ways. When we were asked to list names of people we needed to forgive, my husband was the name I wrote first, and I could hardly write anymore. Many of those things he said to me and did to me came to my mind one by one, and I forgave him for each one. The pain came back as I remembered each moment and the suffering it caused, but God gave me the ability to forgive. Beautiful, godly women prayed through this with me. I am so thankful. The next day, I felt lighter than I've ever felt in a long time. I feel free. I am free. Although my husband is not home yet, God is doing an incredible work in my life, and I know he's working in his life too. I'm praying for healing and restoration for our marriage and for our family. He will bring beauty from ashes. All glory belongs to God.
Oh,
Incredible. Incredible.
man.
I know. I just can't help but remember as these girls were walking through this stuff, just one by one, hearing the sobs around the room and people hugging each other and praying with each other and just the confession of all this and get it out. And it reminds me of that verse that says, confess your sin to one another so that what you may be healed. And these women are healed. God healed them right
It's
there.
amazing.
It is amazing. Who do you have next?
So I have my other good friend Sam. Try to keep it together on this one too. Okay. Here we go. I needed severely to forgive my mother, and I didn't even know it. My childhood, like many others, was hard and confusing. It was just mom and I from age 7 when my parents went through a nasty divorce. My mom went through many phases of grief, none of which made any sense to me at such a young age, vulnerable age. Dad moved to a different state 5 hours away and very quickly remarried his first wife. I saw him 3 times over the span of almost 3 years. My mom would often wrongfully accuse me of things just because she needed someone to blame. Didn't believe me when I tried to go with her with extremely hard things, to include sexual abuse I had endured. Would take out her hard days on me in some crazy ways. Had a new boyfriend, what seemed like weekly. She did have a loving side, and I don't want to discount that. But it was on her time when it was convenient for her. Now, being a mother myself, she has stolen a lot from me in the ways that she has condemned me, made me feel like I'm not good enough, etc. For years, I felt like I could never do a single thing right as a person and then as a mother. It was tough. I could go on, but you get the picture. Since growing and maturing in Christ over the past 2 years, I have learned to pray for my mom. I've prayed for her individually, for us as a duo, and for her as a grandmother to my kids. Her walk with God hasn't been pure, but I have continued to fervently pray for her. At the retreat, even above my abuser, she was the first person the Holy Spirit revealed to me. Actually, as soon as Tina mentioned the word forgiveness, there she was at the forefront of my thoughts. I didn't want to at the time, but I knew I needed to. I fought it for a while and actually went through the forgiveness process with other people, hoping we would run out of time and I wouldn't have to. I confess this to you with no shame. But there we were, all still sobbing, the room so dark and filled with the Holy Spirit. It was like he was spiraling around. Yes, yep. It may sound crazy to some, but I could physically feel his presence. Amen to that. Mm-hmm. The leaders were laying hands and praying over us. Half the time, I didn't even know who was touching me. The intense flow of love and support was incredibly overwhelming. I just heard the Holy Spirit whisper to me, "Trust me." So by gosh, dragging my feelings, there I went. I picked up my pen one more time, and as soon as I touched that paper, I didn't stop. The words just flowed out. I forgave her for this. I forgave her for that. And on I went. I was so overwhelmed with emotions, I can't even explain. I cried so many tears. I let myself feel the pain I never wanted to revisit, but it was in a draining out sense. I let it all go. Out with the old, in with the new. I was beyond exhausted emotionally afterwards, and throughout that evening pondered what good it would do. I knew something good had to come from this, from it, since I knew in as trusting God and doing what he'd asked of me, but of course there's always a but in the wrong place. Knowing my mom's character, it was really hard to believe that things would, quote, change, or that anything good would come from what I'd done. Well, fast forward to the following weekend, I went to her house for a pre-planned trip, and I can't even put into words what my heart went through. I don't know if it was me, her, God, or a little of all of us, but man, it was like nothing I'd ever felt. Things were just different. Our conversations were different. I actually felt comfortable. I didn't feel like I needed to walk on eggshells. And guess what? She told me I was a good mom. Hmm. She complimented my kids' behavior. She was kind and loving. At first thought, I wanted to believe this was just a coincidence. Maybe her menopause had subsided for the weekend. Or she'd been on some high from something exciting happening at work. But I have to believe this is God at work. I can clearly see that over the last few months, he's really been working on her heart. But this last trip, I really saw a difference like I'd never witnessed before. I'm actually looking forward to seeing her next time. And I find myself actually calling just to chat. And they are good conversations. God is so good and has a transforming power to do immeasurably more than we could ever think or imagine. Trust God and you'll see. After all, he's the creator of all and works all things for his good. I would be doing myself a disservice to settle with the idea that this was a coincidence. Thank you, God.
Wow. Wow, wow. I don't think any of us ever really realize that when we take that step of obedience and choose forgiveness, there's a massive work that goes on in the spiritual realm, and it affects the other person in ways that we can't even imagine. I mean, there's just, I don't even know how to put words to it, but it affects what's going on in the spiritual realm. It's amazing. It's amazing. Yeah. What an amazing testimony to hear that. I know.
So good.
It's so good. Our last one is from Michaela. And what I love about this story, first of all, is that Michaela found Raising Kids on Your Knees through this podcast.
And so it was crazy. I know. Such a God thing. And now she's like such a good friend of mine. I had no clue who this chick was. Hi, Michaela. So I know she's going to listen. But I like, when we got to the airport, I'm like, guys, I don't know what she looks like.
I know. None of us really knew what she looked like or how it's tall so she was or anything.
Yeah. And I feel like I've known her forever.
I know. And
known her a weekend.
That's the other benefit of this retreat is you walk away with brand new friends and group texts that you never had before with people that you know, all over the country. And so it was so neat, first of all, that she found us, but then even more incredible that she made the trip to the retreat to be with us, people that she really didn't know other than the Zoom room, right? So this is what Michaela said. I have learned so much and have grown so much in the past few months, and I can't thank you enough for the knowledge, strength, and friendship you've brought into my life. With that being said, y'all took me on an emotional roller coaster that weekend. I have known for a long time that there was something dark and heavy in my life, but I couldn't really ever explain it. I would ask God to remove whatever was standing in my way of getting closer to Him, but I never knew what it was or how to overcome it. I've experienced a good deal of trauma in my lifetime. I'm 28 now, but I always tried to hold on to the fact that I am an adult now. I make my own choices. I do not let my past or my pain define me. And truly, I felt like I was over it. The fact of the matter, though, was that I hadn't gotten over it. I buried it deep down and didn't think about it or talk about it. From a young age, I was sexually abused by multiple family members. I was verbally and sometimes physically abused by my mother and whichever man was in her life at the time. I was forced to grow up way too fast and never had a real childhood. My formative years consisted of cooking, cleaning, and taking care of my siblings and, of course, abuse. My parents were divorced, and I was supposed to be able to see my dad on weekends, but that didn't always happen the way it should have. My mom kept me from him quite a bit. But when I was with him, I was such a daddy's girl. I loved my dad so much, and he was a wonderful father. He married my stepmom when I was 5, and I had a great relationship with her. They had 2 kids together, my brother and sister. My dad's side of the family was my safe haven. My Nana was and still is the most important woman in my life. At 9 years old, after many months of being kept from my dad, I managed to find a phone and call him and tell him where we were, and he came and he got me. I spent the majority of the rest of my childhood with him. Shortly after moving into my dad's full time, my stepmom had a mental breakdown. She suffered from bipolar, manic depression, and schizophrenia. There were so many years of trauma from everything she put our family through, including her numerous suicide attempts. My new mom, who I love so much, was so happy to have in my life, had let me down too. I could probably write a book on those years, but I won't get into everything. I realize this is already a very long story. Through it all, my dad was always there, always the rock of our family. He tried to raise us in church and kept us fed. He worked so much, but he did the best. When I was 15, I got into some bad habits with some people, and by 16, I moved back in with my mom so I could live freely in my sin and do what I wanted. I made so many terrible choices during those years. At 18, I met my oldest son's father, and the downward spiral continued. We were together for 5 years, and by the end of those 5 years, I was a shell of a woman. But now I had my first baby, my sweet EJ. I wanted to be better for him. I wanted to be the mother I'd never had for him. I knew that I had to change our lives because his father wasn't going to. The toxicity in that relationship was far too much to fix. So in late January of 2019, I packed up all of our stuff and I moved back in with my dad. By this time, he and my stepmom had separated, and my dad and siblings were living right next door to my Nana and Papa. I came back and I finally got to get close to my family again. I had a period of finding myself shortly after this, trying to figure out life and what I wanted. I was controlled for so long that now that I had the ability to make my own choices, I did whatever I wanted to. Even if it wasn't very good for me, I got into the quote-unquote spiritual world, crystals and horoscopes and meditation and ultimately witchcraft. I thought I had it all figured out at this point. I've always loved my son, and I put his needs before my own, but I was not a very good mother. I made lots of mistakes. I pray that when he looks back on his childhood, he doesn't remember most of those times. Fast forward to August of 2019, I was working at Ace Hardware as a cashier, and one fine afternoon, a very handsome young man walked into that store. I kid you not, I was like some sappy romantic movie that's super cliche. I saw his face and I instantly knew that he would be my husband. I physically felt it. He's just a Here's just a fun little fact tidbit. 2 days before Daniel walked into Ace, my Nana told me that she was praying for God to send a handsome young cowboy into my life to be my husband. And he sure did. By March of 2022, we were married and expecting our first baby together. My life had finally started to turn around and things were falling into place for real this time. One day, my husband, who is also raised in the church, looked at me and said, I think we need to start going to church. And that was it. I fell even more in love with him, and we fell in love with the Lord again. Our life was far from perfect, but we tried hard to put God first and to be better parents and partners for each other. So now I have a wonderful husband, 2 healthy and happy boys, and we're just navigating this life the best we can with the help of the Lord. However, my dad, who had always been there for me, who I was so close to and so proud to call him dad, decided he wanted to go a different direction with his life. I don't understand it, and I may never, but as of right now, we don't talk anymore. He doesn't have anything to do with me or my family. My brother and my sister, who are 21 and 19, have some communication with him, but not much. My heart was so broken, and I was so downright angry before I went to the retreat. For weeks leading up to the retreat, I grew more and more bitter towards my dad for essentially abandoning me and my kids and our family, towards my mother-in-law for also not having anything to do with our kids, towards my own mom, who had now changed her life and wanted to be a part of ours. There was just so much on my mind and weighing on my heart. I had become a quiet, reserved, and angry person. It consumed me. Even though I held it together well on the outside and around other people, in my home I was mean and short-tempered with the people who didn't deserve it. I say all of this to ultimately say I had quite a list of people that I needed to forgive, including myself. That Saturday night session at the retreat was such a transformative night. I struggled very hard to get those names down on that paper. I didn't want to. I didn't want to bring up the things from the past that I had worked so hard at hiding and burying, but I finally did. Oh my goodness. I truly did not expect to feel an instant feeling of relief in that forgiveness, but I did. It was mind-blowing to me how heavy the weight of all that resentment and bitterness was. I didn't realize how heavy it was until it was gone. I could breathe. As Sharon sang, "It is well with my soul," all I could do was praise God as I was sitting there in that seat, but my heart and my soul were still sitting before the throne of God, and I was so grateful to have a heavenly Father that loved me so much that he sent his son to die on that cross and carry my burdens for me. He loves that much. How exciting is that? Since the retreat, I would like to say that everything has been rainbows and butterflies, but that would not be the truth. But I tell you what, I am free. I walk in forgiveness every day. I am well equipped to handle what life throws at me because I know beyond a shadow of a doubt where my help comes from. I have had to remind myself and the fallen one that I chose to forgive my dad. I may not agree with his life choices and my feelings are still hurt by his actions, but I forgive him. I have compassion and empathy for him, and I can pray for him and mean it. I am still pregnant and very emotional, but I am no longer consumed by anger and bitterness. All I want is for everyone to feel this way. I want everyone to know that what an awesome God I serve and how he can change their lives in the most incredible way. I want everyone to feel the purest and most unconditional love of our heavenly Father. Mama T, not only did you open your home to me and introduce me to some incredible women, but you've opened my eyes to the possibilities of my walk with Christ. I was never taught that I could pray like this or that I could be free from these things. I never knew that sin was such a bondage, but that through Jesus, we have the power to be set free. So thank you from the bottom of my heart. Amazing. Just amazing. We have no idea the stories that people are carrying around in them.
No.
But there's freedom. And these are these are girls just like you and I. And God's done an incredible work in their lives. And it was all because they chose to forgive and they chose to allow those feelings of pain to surface. and to touch their emotional core and to pray and sob and just let it go. And you can do that too. So my encouragement, if you've been listening, is that you too can be free. You too can have a story just like these girls did. If you if you want any information or you need any help praying through those things, you can contact me or Britt, and you can get a hold of us through the podcast. There's a way, especially on Spotify, where you can connect with us. You can also go to raisingkidsonyourknees.org. I'll put a link in the show description where you can contact, you can go to the contact page and you can contact it, come directly to me. So with that, Britt, would you pray us out today?
Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you. Just thank you. Thank you for all that you are doing in us and through us. Thank you for calling these women to this retreat. Thank you for setting them free. Lord, we can be free in you.
Amen.
Lord, I thank you for their obedience. I thank you, Lord, that you call us and you don't give up. That even when we're walking away from you, you continue to call us. You're so patient with us. And Lord, I just pray that everyone listening would, Lord, feel encouraged through this, that they would know that, Lord, they don't have to live with whatever they're struggling with, Lord, that there is freedom on the other side of that. There's freedom through you, Lord, that we can work through these things and live in total freedom. So, Lord, I just pray that you would work in the minds and in the hearts of every listener, that you would continue to call them, that you would lead them and guide them closer to you each and every day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.